When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1021. Everything is easier if you're connected. By Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. If you want to see pictures of us hosts of the Optimal shows, plus quotes, behind-the-scenes stuff, and more, come follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Old Podcast. We'd love to see you there. But for now, let's keep this intro short and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Everything is easier if you're connected, by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We love quantifying everything in the fitness world. Percent improvement, workout of the day times, mile splits, all the data you could ever freaking want from the power tap on your bike. If you want to measure it, you can. But do you need to only look at things that can be measured? Or is there value in looking at hard to quantify things like the mind-body connection, or more specifically, proprioception and kinesthetic awareness? Mind-body awareness can be about high-flying tricks, but it is also about how you move in your daily life. So what is the mind-body connection, and why is everything easier if yours is well-developed? Proprioception is the subconscious awareness of where your body is positioned in space, and that information is being sent back to our bodies from our brains to keep us informed of our body position. The subsequent conscious response to activate your muscles or change your position accordingly is called kinesthetic awareness. From the pros over at Athlete's Performance, quote, "Kinesthetic awareness is a conscious effort to react to the situation, while proprioception is an unconscious or subconscious process," end quote. If you combine proprioception with strong kinesthetic awareness, you've got a rock-solid mind-body connection. However, this doesn't mean that you should hang out on BOSU balls or wobble boards to develop a strong mind-body connection. Standing on and doing strength moves on top of unstable surfaces is not the thing the 90s and early 2000s seem to want to make it. In fact, unstable surface training is one of the big, we know better now things to come through the fitness training world in the last few years. From an article that covers industry leader Eric Cressy's research on unstable surface training, the study found that performing half of the exercises in a training program on a BOSU ball not only didn't offer a group of Division II soccer players any fitness advantage in terms of speed or agility, it actually decreased their jumping ability. The new findings back up research first done by Eric Cressy, president of Cressy Performance in Hudson, Massachusetts, and the author of The Truth About Unstable Surface Training. In his study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research in 2007, Cressy found that adding unstable surface training, even when it took up just 2% of a strength and conditioning program, curbed overall speed and agility gains. On a 40-yard sprint, for example, the regular training group improved their times by 3.9%, while the unstable group improved by only 1.8%. End quote. There is some benefit to unstable surface training if you're recovering from an already existing injury. For example, a foam pad under your foot as you do lower body exercises like squats can help you rehab an ankle injury, because in that case, there was damage done to the nerves and fascia around the injury site. And this proprioceptively rich environment can help reestablish the connection of those nerves from the ankle to the glutes and up to the brain. However, even in ankle rehab settings, you should be on a stable surface first and show proficiency there before moving to a foam pad. Okay, so if not unstable surface training, what the heck are we talking about here? The main tool I use to develop proprioception is experience. I put individuals in the position to have to respond and think and feel while in a controlled environment like the gym. When it comes time to perform in real life, their body has a strong sense of interconnectedness from which to draw stability, strength, and power. Seeing that strong sense of body awareness and control develop in my clients is one of my favorite things to see in this whole world. I use a combination of the following in my coaching. 1, controlled isolation type exercises. These are exercises where very little else is going on in the body so that all focus can go into feeling the muscle that we're strengthening. A great example of this is the clamshell. 2, exercises that require the client to actively recruit a certain muscle and in which there is potential to use the incorrect muscle or joint to do the movement. Part of kinesthetic awareness is the ability to control the amount, type, and location of muscle contractions you want to have. For example, when we're in a controlled environment like the gym, we can teach the brain how to fire the lats and serratus correctly so that when you need them in life and sports, you fire them intuitively without a thought. A great example of this is the scaption push-up. It's actually pretty funny how often I'll show the movement, verbally tell them not to use their elbows, then they try it, and the first thing they do is use their elbows. And that's because they don't have the kinesthetic awareness to see what I did and know to use their lats and serratus rather than bend their elbows. 3, heavy strength exercises that require the entire kinetic chain of muscles to work together, thereby increasing the overall power of the muscular contractions that go into pushing, pulling, pedaling, etc. Deadlifts, squats, lunges, overhead presses in the 1-3 rep range are just a few great examples of this as they require massive neurological linking and are an excellent way to learn to control force production within the body. T Nation author Jimmy Smith says this on the matter. Quote, heavy weights force your body to lock in, to engage everything. You have to respond to heavy weights, where with light weights, you can sneak in some half movement. End quote. 4, explosive movements that require the body to run these neurological connections with the greatest intensity possible. However, I often hear of endurance athletes throwing plyometric drills into their training, but they've never done heavy weight lifting before. Doing this is a recipe for disaster. Your connective tissue needs to become strong, and your fast twitch muscle fibers need to build their capacity to work. And doing plyometrics without ever having done heavy, like in the 1-3 rep range weightlifting, is putting the cart far before the horse. When you do a plyometric drill like jumping, the force against your connective tissue is several times greater than the weight of your body. For comparison, a back tuck in gymnastics is measured to have 14 times the body weight forces against the body. Box jumps, squat jumps, and other typical plyometric drills would be somewhere slightly less than that, but still a major force against the body for sure. If you can't handle that load in a controlled manner as you would when weightlifting, it's questionable to assume you can handle it in a less controlled manner, like when jumping. As clients of mine move through this progression of mind-body connectedness, I start getting texts like this. Hey, just wanted to tell you, when I move around, I can feel my core holding me up better. And I just feel so much better supported and in control of my body now. And my absolute favorite, I felt my glutes today. That makes me beyond happy. It tells me that the focused work they're doing in training to get stronger, to build a better neural connection from the body to the mind and back again, to move better, is working. And for them, sports and life are becoming easier because they're developing a better mind-body connection. Because everything really is easier if you're connected. You just listened to the post titled, Everything is Easier If You're Connected, by Kit Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All of Kate's suggestions are fantastic. One thing I would add is that performing yoga seems to also help with strengthening that mind-body connection. In fact, as part of a stress management class I teach, I show students published research examining this very connection. Researchers have repeatedly found that those that perform yoga regularly seem to have improved proprioception. Remember, that subconscious awareness of where your body is positioned in space. We're also learning that those that perform yoga may have more left-sided brain activity, which can result in more positive emotional states. In fact, the U.S. military and the National Institutes of Health have acknowledged that yoga may be an effective complementary therapy for anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Now, I keep saying those that perform yoga regularly. How is regularly actually defined? Okay, well, the studies vary quite a bit here, but the sweet spot seems to lie somewhere between 2 up to 10 one-hour sessions per week. And you've got to do that consistently for at least 10 weeks, if not longer. So again, 2 up to 10 one-hour sessions per week. So if you did, let's say, yoga on Saturday and Sunday for an hour each, you would be meeting the minimum requirement. But again, you've got to do that for at least 10 weeks consistently. Oh, and a nice side effect of doing yoga is that you may find your flexibility improves as well. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.